This is your roving reporter coming to you from Northern California. I'm Joseph. This is Input English. That intro was comical. I tried to emulate the way newscasters and weather reporters introduce themselves when they are reporting from the field, when they are out and about. And I am out and about, so I thought I would emulate their intro, just for comic relief, for your entertainment, if you will. I'm in an interesting place, and it has a story, and you know how we like stories. So let me let you in on this. I am talking to you from Scotts Valley in Northern California. Scotts Valley is a small town. It has a municipal government. It's not unincorporated. No, it's a real town, and it has its own police department and fire department. But it is a small town. We are in Santa Cruz County, and the bigger population center for Santa Cruz County is to the south along the shore, along the coast, and that would be Santa Cruz, Capitola, and other towns that are arrayed along the Pacific coast. This location is several miles inland from Santa Cruz. A very famous person used to live here in Scotts Valley. He lived a few miles that way to the north. His name was Alfred Hitchcock. You might recognize that name. Alfred Hitchcock was originally from Great Britain, from England, but he was an American film director, and he made very famous movies. He chose to have a home in this town. A lot of famous stars came here and visited Alfred Hitchcock in his home here in Scotts Valley. As I recall, his home is available for a tour. It is privately owned, but I think you can get into it by contacting the owner. I'm not certain on that. This location here is an interesting one. If you look as I turn around, it's a big field, and behind me there are goals. You can see what they're doing here. These fields are set up for soccer fields. The goals are stored at the side, but they can easily be brought out and placed. There are areas here on the grass that have been painted with spray paint. So the location of these soccer goals has been predetermined by measurement. Here we have a pair of marks on the ground that determine where those goals will be placed when games are to be played on this field. Today, there are no organized soccer games going on. Further down the field, there are some kids and adults kicking a soccer ball around. Others are throwing balls. They're using this open space, but not for an organized soccer game. Soccer is the word that we use in the U.S. to describe what in other parts of the world is called football. It may be a little confusing, but we have a game here in the United States called American football. And so to an American, if you say football, that means American football. And then we have to use a different word for what the rest of the world calls football. And we call it soccer. Soccer for us is the game where you mostly control the ball with your feet and you don't touch it with your hands. So we have something a little bit unusual in this town. We have a very large open space. At the end of the space, there is a hill, and then there are some houses. The houses are relatively new. They have not been here for many decades. They are relatively new construction. I have walked about 100 yards, about 100 meters from where I was standing earlier. You can see the field behind me. It's very big. But I've come here for a very specific reason. This part of this open space has been set up for a different kind of recreation. This area is for children and young adults to ride bicycles. This is a motocross area. You can see the hills. You can see the tracks where the bikes have ridden. There's a mud puddle there. I don't know if that is a design feature or just an accident. It might be part of the design of this motocross track. Or maybe it's just something that happened naturally because of all the rain we've had. I don't know. I was here yesterday because I wanted to explore this area and find out what was here. I intended to come here and make a video. And when I was here yesterday, the area where I'm standing was covered with children on bicycles, and they were using this motocross track to entertain themselves. I fully expected that they would be here today, but I was wrong. No children. One fellow is using this to drive his radio control car around, and he's having a great time. I have to marvel that he is doing it so well, and he is also not threatening me with his car. He is keeping the car well away from me. Here we have a dog park. This is a place that dogs can be off leash. They can be free to run and play. And so their owners bring the dogs here for exercise and to have fun. Most places in the U.S. require dogs to be on a leash. And so this is the way we solve the problem of leash laws. This area is a location where dogs are allowed to run free. I'm walking around the dog park, and I want to show you another feature that they've installed in this open space. Behind me is the skate park. This is a fairly elaborate skate park set up for children and young adults to ride skateboards and do all sorts of tricks. When I was here yesterday, it was so full of children and so busy that I saw one little girl leave with great sadness. She was literally crying, and as she left, she told her parents, "Too many kids." Her sadness was genuine. Today, there are not as many people, but it is pretty busy. These young people are working on developing new skills. I have to marvel at the way they ride and the skills that they already have. As you can imagine, I'm not experienced as a skateboard rider. The technology of skateboards has really developed quite a bit more in the past few decades, so I have not been involved in skateboarding. That's not to say that I couldn't, but it could be associated with significant risks. If an adult participates in a sport like this, injuries are foreseeable, and in the case of an adult of a certain age, perhaps a catastrophic injury like a broken hip or a spine fracture. So I'm perfectly satisfied to marvel at what they're doing, smile, and continue on my way. I think it's great that the city of Scotts Valley installed this facility for the citizens to enjoy themselves. I have no idea why there are so many pigeons here, but there are a lot of pigeons. I suppose it's possible that someone is feeding them, but for some reason there are a lot of pigeons. I've continued walking. I'm walking away from the skate park and the dog park. walking further away from the athletic field that's set up for soccer games. I'm walking away from that hill down there and those houses which have been built fairly recently. And we're coming to the part of this big open space that is my favorite. As I show it to you, you might find it is a little unlikely that it would be my favorite. Nonetheless, we're coming to my favorite part, and this is the part that has the story. As I said many times, you know how we like stories. So I'm going to continue in this direction. It is possible that as you look around, you will get enough information that you might be able to tell why this is my favorite place. Here's a clue. There are bits of paint remaining on this old pavement. There are lines painted, and then there are some yellow painted symbols, but there's only remnants left. This pavement is asphalt. It's fairly wide. It's very level. And this is my favorite location here. Here we have some more painted symbols, but they are so deteriorated you can't read them. You can't determine what they used to say. We're coming down to the end of this pavement. For some reason, there's a patch here. They have repaired a hole or multiple holes. I don't know when that patch occurred. So it appears that we are now at the end of the paved portion, and from here on it's gravel. I'm going to continue walking to see if there is another section that is paved. It's possible that this gravel section used to be paved. It's possible. I'm going to investigate. As I suspected, here is another area that is paved. And further down, there is more pavement. The pavement is not continuous. It appears to have deteriorated over time, and that fits completely with the story. But here we have more asphalt pavement. It is similar to what we saw earlier. It is very level. It's about the same width, and it proceeds in a very straight line. Indeed, here we have more pavement. Old, deteriorated pavement. Now I've turned around, and you can see that this is a broad paved area. The pavement is very deteriorated. We're at almost the south end of it. It continues until some earthwork interrupts it. And then you can see beyond it the houses and the hill. So what is this place? There's actually a clue right here in this view. If you look at that building to the left, there are some businesses, and the big building has a sign that reads hangar. That building is actually shaped like an airplane hangar. What could this place be? You may have already guessed. This was an airport. This airport in Santa Cruz County was opened in 1947. That was 2 years after World War II. In the early post-war period, general aviation was very popular. There were a lot of soldiers, sailors, airmen who came back from the war, and they wanted to pursue careers in aviation, and they wanted to fly for the joy of flying. Airplanes were being made, they were being marketed to people who could afford them, and a lot of people were building their own airplanes. Home-built aviation is still a thing in the United States. You can buy plans or buy a kit. You can start from just ideas in your brain and build an airplane. Then you can test it. And if it passes a series of inspections, it can get licensed as an airplane that can be flown here in the United States. You can build your own airplane. In a previous video, I pointed out that on a couple of occasions, I really wanted to do that. On two occasions, I actually bought plans and started making parts. Then something happened. A friend of mine who was building his own airplane was flying in an airplane that had been completed that was the same type that he and I were building. Unfortunately, that airplane mechanically failed at pattern altitude, so he and the pilot were killed. They crashed. Upon hearing of his passing and the method, I decided that maybe building an airplane was not my best idea. All my flight time has been in certified aircraft built in factories by professionals. So in 1947, because of popular demand, this was opened as an airport. It was a small airport. It probably didn't have a control tower. It was called the Santa Cruz County Airpark. And it was an official airport that showed up on the charts. People could come in here and land. And with no control tower, there is a very set standard procedure. There is a standard radio frequency. And as one comes in to land at an uncontrolled airport, it is appropriate to make a radio call on that standard frequency called the Common Traffic Advisory Frequency, or CTAF. And you just broadcast simple information about your location and your intent so that other pilots in the area, upon hearing that, will know to look for you and your airplane and avoid collision. The system is very well worked out, and it's usually not a problem because these small airports with no control tower are not busy. So this airport was opened in 1947, and it operated for a total of 36 years. It's in downtown Scotts Valley. Airplanes were landing and taking off right next to a busy street, right over businesses. As is often the case, the airport in the downtown area was not popular among a lot of the population. People not involved in aviation were not in favor of this, and there were calls to close the airport in favor of using this land for another purpose. To my recollection, there are no other airports in this area. The nearest airport I know of is in Watsonville, which is quite some distance from here. As I recall, that is the main airport in Santa Cruz County. So in 1983, this airport was closed. After the closure, there was no additional maintenance of the runways. Nothing was done to keep it in good repair. And so that's why this pavement has become so deteriorated. That's why the painted numbers and symbols are no longer readable. The prevailing wind here is usually from the south. Most of the time, the wind would be coming from that direction and would come right down the runway. So pilots would usually take off to the south, and then when they come in to land to the south, you prefer to take off and land into the wind. It's easier and frequently safer. You can take off and land with a tailwind, but we like to avoid doing that if we can. Sometimes it's unavoidable. So if people were flying into this runway here, you can see that they would have to deal with that hill at the other end. They would have to descend and land on the runway, having not collided with that hill. In this direction, there is no big hill. There's one to the right and a smaller one to the left. But if one were flying in this direction off this runway, it would be easy to clear the terrain and not have an obstacle that would be a problem to the plane and the pilot. So now you know why this is my favorite place in this open area here in Scotts Valley. It's a bit of history. While I was here, I did a Google search, and that building, which is entitled Hangar, is a newly constructed building. The design is similar to old airplane hangars, but that is not an original structure from the old airport. That is new construction that just uses that motif. This area here is a shopping center with a lot of businesses. Here we have a sign that explains what's going to happen here in the future. This area is going to be developed to include 300 new homes and a neighborhood. There will be places for stores and some public spaces. This sign talks about the plans for the future to develop this parcel of land. Here you can see a very big mural. It has the dates. It refers to this location as the Sky Park, and it shows the dates from 1947 to 1983, 36 years. There are portraits of people, but I don't recognize them. I don't know who these people are. It appears that they are key figures in the history of this location. I've walked down to the other end of this mural. You can see a giant depiction of an aircraft that looks a lot like a Cessna aircraft with a high wing. Again, on the very end, there are pictures of people, presumably portraits, but I don't know who those people are. So this is the mural that commemorates the Sky Park here in Scotts Valley. I invite comments below, and if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.